All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
All right, so welcome to Centaur Views. This is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
And so we're going to get right into part of our show, what we call the two cents. We're going to talk a little bit about what's on our minds right now. Victoria, what's your two cents for the week?
Okay, so I wanted to talk, I heard like a two-parter. The first part is, so, you know, you probably don't know because you don't watch, but Insecure came on last night. It's the episode right before the season finale. Mm-hmm. And our president, Mr. Donald Jerome Trump, or Donald Jameer Trump, he had like a post that said, this is how I wanted tonight's episode of Insecure to end. And it has Celie and Nettie doing the "You and Me Must Never Part." Macchiata.
And isn't the account like a Black Lives Matter?
Yep, and it's a Black Lives Matter account. And it says, damn, Molly. And he liked that shit. And I thought it was for, like, they was playing. I guess if we could post it on the thing. That's what I'm going to do, post it. I think I took a screenshot of this shit. We're going to post it on our Instagram and Facebook. But this was funny. I said, go, Donald. Go, Don Jameer. What do you think the J stand for? I don't care what the J stand for, but let's, I think we should, Donald.
Juice box. Donald Jealous One's Envy. Donald Jealous Trump.
One. Donald Jealous One Envy Me Trump. 09, 09. Oh, no. I'm retarded, but yeah, that was funny as shit. And even Issa Rae didn't know what the fuck. She was like, I don't know what's going on. Like, that it's like really trending right now. But the second part is talking about Insecure. Like, you don't watch the show. My God,
I haven't watched anything lately.
Well, Insecure. Well, Issa and this is a spoiler alert, but Issa and Molly, they lack communication. And I guess, I hope what people can take away from this episode is that communication is the key and understanding. Like, their issues can easily be resolved by just communicating. But, like, most adults and their egos, they just, oh, bitch, you don't want to fuck with me like that? Okay. Be gone. I just don't want to even having a conversation with you because
I heard about it. Was like the last, like, he said everything of why he broke up and everything, or what he didn't like.
No,
like, I did this because I rode around with her in the car all day because maybe not. I don't know.
Clearly,
I thought I heard it in the podcast. Somebody else. I gotta go back.
Don't waste your time. It's okay. Just communicate when you're having issues in your relationships. Communicate.
I don't even know where she's at right now.
What's your two cents? What's your two cents, my dear?
Man, like, my heart is broken. Like, I just can't understand. Like, things aren't what they seem. Mm-hmm. It's like every year, every 2 months, somebody coming out, a celebrity coming out, and you always like, I wonder if
dumbass is like coming out, come where? Like, let me give. Okay, this your two cents. This your word, God. Let's go.
But you just, some people you never would think it. Mm-hmm. And after 25 years, it was revealed.
Hold on, you're not about to do it.
The brat is gay.
Let the brat be. Let sis be.
Because we did, for 23 years, we pretty much known everybody else. But that was how we marched into Pride.
What? We marched into Pride?
That was
into Pride.
I mean, we went from Frank Ocean with his letter and then the brat. Like,
wait, Frank Ocean came out too?
When he came out, it was like Independence Day. Like, he, you know, and this is the first day of Pride Month, and the one you got coming out is the one that everybody know is gay.
Yeah, the brat,
maybe. That's like somebody saying RuPaul was born a boy, and you like, really?
See, when I was growing up, RuPaul was like, he wasn't gay. He just liked dressing in women's clothes. And I didn't know until he did the episode with Oprah, and he was like his partner. And I was like, well, where was I these days? Hold on. Even though I knew that was like some bullshit, but like, okay. Yeah, the Bradley, that, maybe she wasn't comfortable. You got to remember that Brad was in jail for like, she did a bid. I don't know.
I'm just saying, there was no rumors about the brat and no dude. None. And yeah. The brat is a cute, sexy.
She's beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. Curvish, curvaceous. She is beautiful.
Yeah, I know she did say, like, she wouldn't. Maybe in when she first came out, she probably would have got judged. But after, like, Nicki, I think she could have came out within that time.
Nicki who?
You know she sold the whole bisexual thing when she was first out.
Hence Brad why. Was in jail, so. So, I mean.
Well, she was, I'm pretty sure she was doing those.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Brad was in jail, so she didn't come out of jail until later on, so. You think about niggas going into jail for 10 years, and then they coming back, and then be like, they're still stuck in that time frame. She's still stuck in that time frame of everybody got to be secret, or you can't really come out because it's going to be an issue. Not, she had to catch up. That's all. She had to catch up to the society. That's all. Let her be.
But that's good that she feel like she can finally be comfortable.
With. I'm glad.
Man, just be yourself. Just let it
her
be.
Her lady look like my cousin. That's crazy. Big Booty Judy. I'll show you my cousin.
All right, let's look at your cousin while we take a break. Not like.
All right, so we're back. Thank you for listening. Last week, with all of this rioting and protesting going on, we decided to make sure that our self-care, our routines were impeccable, because I know Trey, Docence, and I both have dealt with mental health issues, and all of this is going on is really triggering. So we wanted to make sure that our followers and listeners and our just our people, to make sure that as a whole in the Black community that we were taking care of ourselves, because that's important to us. On the first day, we did like a self-care challenge, and No Sense went ahead and did an hour of just pure joy, because he's exhibiting Black boy joy, Black man joy. And on my first day, I did a love playlist. No Sense. Talk about you did gaming, right?
Yeah. It was pretty funny because my girl had got me these socks that said, do not disturb, I'm gaming. So I figured that I would just use my hour to just enjoy the video game. Because normally, like, when me and her play together, the games that we play aren't as intricate as like what I'm playing now, like Red Dead Redemption 2. So it's kind of a story. Red Dead Redemption 2.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Think Grand Theft Auto on horses. It's in the Wild West.
Okay.
Yeah. But it has like a deep story and element. And with her, she likes to play like Sonic, like racing and stuff like that.
I'm so, Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, she people. Too much blood for her.
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
That sucks.
So, I love to fight. You know, she gave me a couple hours. and I had a adult Capri Sun. So I was feeling a little litty and just enjoying myself, peace, quiet. Didn't really log on to keep track with anything. Just got lost for about an hour, 2 hours.
Yeah, it's triggering and it's overwhelming to have to see so many images about protesting, so many images about bad cops and all of like even protesters getting hurt and killed. This man that did like barbecue in Texas. I'm not sure if it was Texas or not. He got killed in the protest. Like it wasn't even for like he wasn't protesting nothing. It's just like a bystander that got killed, and it's a lot of people are getting hurt. Like keeping for me, that's what I wanted. I know you did like an hour. How long did you do yours? Your game.
I think I did. It was between 1.5, 2 hours, 'cause she had just came in and like started making dinner and it kind of wound down. But I think I know it was over an hour. So.
I know for me, I did a playlist because even in the therapy episode we did, I talked about how when I take care of my like do self care, practice self care, I listen to love songs and I like sing them to myself. I'm the love interest that I'm singing to and about. So I made like a playlist and it started off with three songs, but because I'm cheap, I got the like. The regular Spotify, and every three songs, they start playing ads, and I got pissed off. Like, can you just repeat? Like, why? But so I had to start adding more songs, and then I was just like, I was singing to myself. I had my coworker on the phone while we were working, and I'm just singing. She's like, are you taking it back? And I'm like, yes, I wanted to be surrounded in love and grounded in that because it just got. It's getting to a boiling point. Like, it's a lot going on right now.
And you know what's crazy is, somebody had saw the post and we talked about it, and I said I can send you a playlist. So me and Tashana made her a playlist of love songs, and then other people in the office was like, "Can you send me that list?"
Oh, for real? That's
Like,
cool.
so yeah, so it, that music, music has always been contagious, but it's
Hell
cool
yeah.
that that was just something that just everybody was being a part of. And even one of the girls, the first person that I actually made the list for, we went to her daughter's graduation party and she was like, "Thank you for that list." Like,
Really?
yeah, like she's just been following it. She's like, "With that risk, that list really helped." So, yeah.
Yeah. I had a friend, she this I think like Thursday, no, Friday. Friday I spoke with her and she same, I was telling her, she was like, she don't listen to music no more. I was like, what? How? I don't understand. Like, my brain couldn't compute because I listen to music all day long, every single day. How often do you listen to music?
Same
All day?
every day.
Every day?
If I'm not
Like,
listening to comedy,
yeah, if I'm not, I'm singing, I don't understand. She was like, she only time she listened to music was she in the car. I said, she ain't really going nowhere. She ain't listen to it. She's like, her daughter, she had like a 2-year-old. She been listening to like Baby Shark and shit like that.
yeah.
And I'm like, what? I still didn't understand. So I'm like, let me send you this playlist that I just made for myself. Like, girl, you got to. I don't understand. Like, I wake up to music. I go to sleep to music. I listen to Miles Davis and my Mozart. Like, I couldn't sleep the other night, so I started listening to Mozart. Cause I didn't want to feel anything. I just wanted to hear. I don't want no song swaying my emotions. After that same day, I think we did the check-in with everybody. I did a post about, and Facebook is still acting like shit right now. I did a post and did like a self-care post, and I tagged like maybe 30 people. I clearly missed a whole bunch of people, but it was like a oh God, self-care checkup. And I just asked everybody, like, tell me what y'all doing. We got a lot of responses. We got people saying that they were painting, one of my friends said she was finger painting with her baby. A lot of people saying they were exhausted and overwhelmed and drained. Yeah, I see overwhelmed, tired. Somebody was telling that it was finding balance, and I suggested prioritizing instead of trying to find a balance. Like, every day your priorities change, but you just always make sure that you try to get whatever is important done first. What else did we do? We did the next day. Shit.
Did we do?
Next day we did. Yeah, I was like going in. I was like putting work. Because I was not. Last week I felt so anxious. I had so much raw energy. I wasn't even eating. I wasn't sleeping. I had a lot to say and wanted to do a whole lot. I know the next day we did. You took a break from social media. I think we both took a break.
Yeah, we did that on the same day.
Yeah, we took a break. I took a whole break. Like, all day. I started in the morning and, like, responding to, like, people from the post that we had posted about how everybody was doing. And then I got off social media all day.
I got,
it was liberating.
Mine was in the morning. I think I got back on at, like, 8. And that's because it just had inbox. I had stuff that came on, like, my inbox. And that was it. It just, because so many things are going around and, you know, people want you to see something, so they tag you in something, or they want you
my
to
sister,
see.
My nigga.
But you don't, you know, you want to be able to see it because you don't know what the importance it is. You know, it may be something that is peaks what we saw, or what I posted, or maybe something that meaningful to them between us. So I always try to look at it. So that was pretty much the only reason that I checked in. I don't even know if I cracked a joke before I went to bed. Another stunting on these hoes posts. I don't know.
Possibly. I think. Yeah, because I saw that you got on social media before I did. Because I started getting. I think I got something from you. I don't remember. But I know I got on later on. It was like 10, 11 o'clock. And then I stayed on this. Oh, I didn't go to sleep until like 4 o'clock.
At peace all day.
I know. I didn't have to worry about nothing. Like, I was playing with my kids. I went walking. Me and your cousin went walking. I did 2 miles. Like, I was like really productive around the house. Cooked and everything. I think I watched a movie with my boys. Like. But then after that, I got in the bed by myself, so I gotta make sure I get back on there. And we did a whole day. And the next day, I danced. Well, I said I was gonna dance. I had music playing. What did you do?
I think I did my favorite meal.
Oh, yeah. You had cheesecake?
Yeah, Misha's. Red velvet. No, it was the Smurf velvet cheesecake.
My friend said that this shit made her shit blue. And she got scared. She forgot that she had ate it. But Misha's?
But yeah, that was my dessert.
You just said you had red velvet cheesecake. You ain't saying you had it for Misha's. Because if I had known you had it for Misha's, I would have, like, inserted myself into that.
No, no. That was part of my favorite meal. And then I had spaghetti as my entree, which is, like, anybody can make that, and you're my friend, pretty much. You make good spaghetti, you a friend I want to keep around.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to make you some spaghetti then. It should be bomb. I actually think I'm going to make some spaghetti tonight. I didn't dance that day. I talked to, I had, I didn't, I was going to. I had all the, like, I've
been. Hold on, didn't you go live? Sorry, I thought you was live dancing.
That was Saturday, and I tried to do that shit early as possible so nobody would see me. One person was on and I was like, all right, let me go. But no, that my cousins called me. I had got like all these women, my little tribe of women, that the women in my life are like everything. That's when I got on the phone with my cousin, my little cousin. We stayed on the phone all night talking. My friend, she called me to check up on me. another friend called, like, three women that day called and checked up on me, and I was on the phone with them from when I got off all the way until the wee hours of the morning. And then the next day, it was the same way. Like, all these women surrounded me, calling and checking up on me. Usually, I'm the ones calling everybody to make sure they're fine, but they called and checked up on me, and I just, it warmed my heart. I was like, oh my God, they care about me. They really do.
So you didn't need self-care that day because they gave
They poured this. Into yeah. me. I didn't have to do the dance. Even though I had music playing, I didn't need to dance that day. Hmm. I think the next day we did...
You did the dance that day.
Yeah, I danced that day.
Saturday,
I danced and I got on live. I was eating my watermelon. And I danced, and then I kept putting videos up of, I think, snaps up of me dancing, had some hearts. I would dance all day Saturday.
Well, Saturday was my checkup on the homies day.
How did that go?
It went good. I went to one of my friend's birthday parties. Mm-hmm. And so all of us, like, we joke around, but then we understand, like, the black men movement, like, we, you know, we all are kings. So of course we kind of did I kind of told him what was going on, and we just kind of, you know, just told each other we were going to be there for him. But then I called a friend who doesn't have Facebook, and we just talked for about 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And he was doing good, but with his job, he has a lot of, what they do is they do a week on, a week off now. Mm. So he has a lot of free time. So he had went to Houston to see family he had. So he's trying to just keep himself busy on his weeks off. To know that mm-hmm. you got your people, that's always good.
Hell yeah. We need each other right in this time. I saw my cousin too. She made tea for me. And she bought a tea set. She made me tea and gave me some, put some mint in there from her garden. And we sat and chat and had tea Saturday. I forgot about that. I got eaten up by mosquitoes from the country. Like, I was deep in the country too. Like, deep in the country. But that's good. You need to cultivate your relationship, especially now. So how long did you stay over there at your friend's house?
Around about 2.5 hours.
Damn. We're at an event for real. When's the last time y'all got up?
It's been a year. Like, I think his youngest, they introduced him to me. Like, so it's probably been about 5 years since, like, I've been around, like, him, his wife, and then the other two, like, mm-hmm. the other guy and his wife. So, like, they've even had another child. Like, they had, like, the oldest child, I met him, like, once or twice. And the only reason, because his name is Trey. Mm-hmm. So, it was kind of like, Trey, you know. Mm-hmm. But I've seen him. Kept up with him, but just his whole connection. Yeah.
Are you going to keep in place? Because I don't think that any of this is going to end any soon. Like, hopefully it doesn't, because we need change now. And I think it's just getting started. Are you going to try to, like, hold on to any of those practices, like, in the upcoming weeks?
Yeah. I think the music thing for you that you, you know, did, I think that really helped, especially the females. Mm. I mean, the women.
Look at you learning. Look at God.
But I think the time alone for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm starting to take more breaks.
And definitely the social media. It can, what type of effect it can have. negative. Yeah, so.
My cousin, she's been doing timeline resets. So she be putting up some dumbass memes all week long. She was like, I'm tired of seeing it. She was like, I know this is important. At the same time, it's too much. So I'm doing timeline resets. So she's just been posting funny ass memes all day, all last week.
Was it? And that's how it's like some days it's like I have something on my mind, I gotta get it out. And the other day it's just like, let me just put something stupid. Like you saw like the puns that I've been doing. Just like something get people to be like chuckle, take their mind off of it.
Right, I've been talking about a lot about the stimulus checks. Like, all right, y'all. Like, somebody had posted an old video of Trump Tower being burned. And I was like, God damn, y'all, we gonna get our stimulus checks. Y'all keep fucking around. Like, we gotta crack a joke because you gotta laugh to keep from crying sometimes. Okay, that was it. That's all we did. I think that
Yeah, I kind of had a questionable decision to make
what do you mean?
because my fifth thing was make a funny TikTok video,
Oh
and
yeah,
then
you can
tick
do that.
yeah, no, but TikTok got into this, they about to get canceled.
Why? I didn't see that.
They blocked the hashtag for Black Lives Matter.
Really?
Yeah.
I did think I did see that. I
So
think
I was kind of conflicted about using that.
I didn't visualize what the world I wanted to do. Actually, I did. I lied. I know where I'm heading. I know where I'm heading. I have a clear goal, regardless of what's going on in this. I have a clear goal where I want to go, what I want my family to look like, and what I want my family to do, regardless of who's in office or whether it's police brutality or not. I did think about that and try to make some moves to work towards that. Like, I'm trying to buy a house, so I'm trying to be patient, even though I don't like trying shit. I'm doing my best to being patient. So I think I'm gonna continue taking breaks, like I said, off of social media. It's hard with this podcast. I'm trying to stay relevant, but it's needed. 'Cause this shit is every day is something new and something. Like when Michael Jordan was like he donated 100 million, I was like, shut the fuck up. This nigga been taking money from black people all his motherfucking life and now he wanna say something. I'm surprised.
That just tells you like the power like right now
Right.
of what's going on.
Amanda Seales done quit from the Real. I was like,
She
that
didn't quit, she didn't resign.
same difference.
No.
She didn't sign her contract.
She didn't sign an extension.
Yeah.
That's not quitting.
Okay. She fulfilled her
Obligations.
obligations.
Yes.
Okay. She would not be returning. Did you see the little sign about? She was like, I'm here on my fucking trampoline. Don't call me. Oh, that shit
No.
Well, make sure y'all take care of yourself out there. Unplug from your device. Like, you have to. It's too much. It's too much. It's too much. Still fight the power, but unplug every now and again.
All right, well, that's our short show this week. Ooh, tongue twister.
Short show. Yeah.
And so we're gonna go back to our routine things and take it away, Feeny.
Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Do good.
Don't you mean do well?
No, I mean do good. Do good.